Welcome back to the Mix Files. A quite unusual Mix Files this week. Daddy Rabbit, Jim of Jim's Artificial Earth, and myself got together for a phone conversation. And I'm going to start playing some of that phone conversation for you in just a minute or two. But this is the Mix Files. It airs each week and premieres an interview with a Mixposure.com artist. In this case, that would be Jim and Gene. Each week, and it airs during Saturday Night Rocks, which goes live somewhere around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and usually goes till around midnight, sometimes a little bit later, depending on what all's going on. We appreciate you tuning back in for the Mix Files again. The Mix Files has its own page on Mixposure.com. And you get there simply by typing mixposure.com/mixfiles into your internet browser and asking it to fetch, please. It's not rocket science. So, Gene and Jim and I got together and it got a little bit crazy. It is quite interesting, I think. I'm going to have a good time with it still. I've been having a good time with it so far, and why should today be any different?
It's doing recording both the other side and my side.
Right. I'm not even taking Viagra, so I ain't even recording a damn thing.
All right.
I mean, I know that's probably too much information, but I figured y'all needed to know that.
Just
in case we were subpoenaed or anything.
We appreciate that, Jim.
That's just how I roll, you know. Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to figure.
Jim wears his Viagra on his sleeve.
Yeah, I'm on the patch. I ain't telling you where I put it, but you know, I'm on the patch now.
I don't want to find it either.
I just leave it in men's room everywhere. You know? My DNA all over the place. You know, truck stop. Here to Cleveland.
This is going to be a long interview.
Well, what are we talking about? Who are we interviewing?
I don't know. How do we do this?
Well, that's what Jim and I were kind of talking about. I guess we'll figure it out. We'll just talk and record it and ask some questions and then figure it out.
Well, that's how I usually do it, so there ain't much difference then.
We must have had a conversation about this, Cooter. I don't remember it, but I know we did. If Gene says we talked about it, we talked about it.
Because I'm the Quaker.
Well, I hope the beer tasted good because, you know, I mean, Honey Boo Boo, that's almost like a Kardashian moment. That's just something you just think about and cringe.
Yeah, I so many people
that's
make...
stuff people in Europe make fun of us about.
It yeah, sure is.
Stupid freaking Americans, look what they did.
And rightfully so, I might add.
Yeah.
Okay, so you always
get completely off the subject here, Cooter. We're supposed to be interviewing you.
Oh, see,
Cooter's good at this.
I'm just going wherever y'all go, man.
You went there. You've been completely distracting us, you sneaky little devil. We're supposed to be interviewing your hillbilly ass.
All right, I'll shut up. Y'all talk and ask questions, and I'll respond then.
Oh, you're going to be responding all right. We were prepared for this. We had already done some ninja training to keep you from diverting us from the subject matter here.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, we can't call this Mixed Files because that's Cooter's gig. Should we call it, like, DJ Cage Match or something?
This is a Cooter file.
That works. Whatever y'all want to call it, it don't matter to me. I guess we need to decide where is it going. You going to air it on your show, Gene? I'm going to air it in a place of a Mix Files, or what are we going to do? It's all right with me either way. Whatever y'all want. Or Jim going to air it? I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We were all talking right about a couple things, like maybe splitting it up into a two-parter. Or we'll figure it out. We'll get it down, then we'll figure it out.
That'll work.
I know some really heavy set women on an adult films website I was going to use as part of the audio track. There were some really big women that could use this stuff as part of the audio file.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I hear you. Maybe we could get a maybe you could capture a screenshot from that website, and we could use it for the poster for this. Maybe we could get Bud Drumming to do us up a nice little banner, and use that in the banner.
Love all over the world. You know what I'm saying.
Big love.
Oh, Jesus.
Big love on Mixposure.com.
And now a message from our sponsors. Have you ever dreamed of being a musician? Have you ever wanted to play music, but you just didn't have the time? And maybe you didn't have the money or the hair or any of that stuff? Well, your problems are solved right now. Mixposure Music Shots in 6-packs, 12-packs, and cases. You will learn to make music like the greatest musicians who have ever lived. And some of the other guys who weren't very good at all. Mixposure Music Shots. Available to retailer near you.
This product has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
This product should not be used to cure, treat, or to help you to play any better than you already do.
Before using this product, you should first consult a musical physician, a teacher, and a recording engineer.
What's up?
Hi, welcome back to Swap and Shop. This is Jim from Jim's Artificial Earth again. Still. Okay, we got this thing from this guy from Indiana. He has a pole pig that he'd like to trade for a Fender Jazz Bass or 12 really good land chickens. I'm not sure what he's going to use them for. I think that's his own business, don't you? And we got some other stuff. I wish these guys would shut up. Hang on a second. Oh, that felt pretty good, didn't it? That's a gift that keeps on giving. Anybody that has anything they want to put on Swap and Shop, hit me with a private message. Jim's Artificial Earth right here at Mixposure. And, you know, if I like it, I'll put it on there. If I don't, you'll probably never hear from me again. I'll just leave the state. Okay, we got some more stuff. Hang on. Okay, we got this. I got a private message from this guy from Ohio that says he's got 4 really, really good bottles of homemade wine that he would like to swap for anybody who has a really good song about groundhog hunting. The only stipulation is it can't have a whistling part in it. And you can contact him through me, Jim's Artificial Earth. Hit me up with a private message on that, and I'll get in touch with the guy for you. Okay, I just got instructed by the management that I need to say something about the weather. Wow. I stand by my weather report. Depending on where you are, there will be periods of daylight followed by darkness. And any way you look at it, it's a perfectly good day to go out and play the guitar. And the Mixposure Musical Weather Report was brought to you by the Atomic Cheetah Tattoo Parlor in downtown Belfair, Washington. Tell them Giza sent you. Okay, well, that's all I have for Swap and Shop tonight. And like I said, anybody's got anything for Swap and Shop, just hit me up with a private message. Let me know what you got, what you want to do with it, and what you expect me to do with it. And this is Jim from Jim's Artificial Earth. Thank you for attending Mixposure Swap and Shop. Bye.
That was before you went into witness protection.
Well, I don't have any now that I'm in witness protection. If you were talking to me, is Gene in witness protection too? I know you are, Jim.
I'm in a witless protection. Yeah, once I failed the intelligence test, they just made me a DJ and site administrator. You have to fail that level of competence. Yeah.
Ah.
And I definitely qualify. Yeah.
So when are you going to interview Jim?
Well, he didn't sound. I asked him about that early on, and he didn't sound too excited. And you see his reaction now, don't you?
hysterical laughter.
He's
no,
not,
I haven't been drinking, but I'm certainly thinking about it.
I want to interview him. I want to do that, and I want to interview you too, Gene. But you got to get some more tunes first.
Well, I'm keeping them low for a reason. Afraid of the Dark. Where'd that come from?
That was the one that I mentioned earlier when I said most of them we would have a time set up when we Afraid of the Dark. Eddie called me at 10:30 one night. And he said, you got to get over here, man. You got to come right now. I got a song. You got to come right now. And I said, I'm on my way. So that was it. That was the conversation. So I got in the car 10:30 at night and drove over to Eddie's. And walked in, and I get in the door and don't even get the door closed. And he said, my daughter was going to sleep just a few minutes ago, and I was doing this, and we were trying to, I read her a little bedtime story, and then I was leaving, and I was going to turn out a light. And she said, Daddy, don't turn out the light. I'm afraid of the dark. And I said, oh, what a great title for a song. And I sat down, and I started writing this. And he had some music, and he had the afraid of the dark part of this. And in 45 minutes, we were done with that song, except for the bridge. We had the music. The music for the whole tune was there, but the lyrics for the bridge were not there. And it was about 3 or 4 months later, finally, the lyrics for the bridge came to me on this one, just like the other one we were talking about. I wasn't driving this time. I was at work the time that this happened. The lyrics came to me for this bridge, but same kind of thing. And as soon as I got a break, I called Eddie and told him what I had thought of. And he said, oh yeah, that's perfect. And then that was it. So the idea for this came from, Eddie's daughter, not wanting him to turn the light off when he got done, you know, saying goodnight to her when he was leaving the room. And he called me immediately, and I went over there, and we took a little liberty with continuity in this one, without explaining it well enough, maybe, in that the first verse is the singer as a child, and the second verse is the singer as an adult. And the chorus changes meaning. The words in the chorus are the same the first time and the second time and the last time, but they change, the words in the chorus change meaning from the first time to the second time.
Shadows on the wall, faces in my window. Tonight I'm sleeping alone. I'm so frightened and small, listening to the wind blow. I can't wait for the dawn. Underneath the covers, hoping it's my mother. I hear footsteps down the hall. My courage wearing thin, the bad dreams they begin. That's when I call.
Don't turn out the light.
Nights, these empty arms are aching. How could I have known that no sense may be fine? Now my heart is breaking. You left me alone. Underneath the covers, it's cold without a lover. Your footsteps fading fast. My courage wearing thin. Here come the bad dreams once again. It's a voice from the past.
Turn out the lights.
I'm afraid of the dark.
I'm too weak to fight.
Oh, this fear in my heart. Please don't turn out the lights. I'm afraid of the dark. I thought I'd run. line. I'm afraid of the dark.
So House on the Hill, tell me about that song. Where did that come from?
House on the Hill, that one, Eddie had most of the music for it, and he played what he had, and we recorded that on a boombox on a cassette, and at the time, and he had House on the Hill. For the chorus, where House on the Hill is now is where House on the Hill was then, but that's all he had was House on the Hill. Everything else he mumbled, but he had a melody, and that made it a whole lot easier. So he mumbled the melody that he heard for me and into the cassette, and I took the cassette, and my brother had a baseball card shop at that time, and I just went over to his baseball card shop one night just so I could be off by myself, away from phone calls and everything, and took the little boombox with me and the cassette tape and just started playing that song over and over and over and over. And I guess I was in there 2.5 or 3 hours, and there was a knock at the door. It was the police, because they thought they were checking to see if somebody was breaking into the card shop, because I had the lights on in there and the blinds closed. And so I talked to them for a little while. I got that worked out and went back in. And I think I had the verses and the chorus, and except for the bridge, I don't think I had the bridge. Alone and crying, she pretends it's worthwhile, but for all her money, she can't buy a smile. That part, I didn't have that, and it was another week or two, and I was just driving down, and it came to me while I was driving, and I had to. It shocked me that it was there, and I'm thinking, oh damn, where's a pencil? I got to get off the road. I got to get off the street. I got to stop. I got to write this down right now, because I have forgotten more good stuff than I've ever written down, because I just don't. At the beginning, I wouldn't write things down thinking I could remember them, which didn't work real good. But anyway, I got into the habit of when something hits me, if I think it's really cool, I stop what I'm doing. If I'm driving, I get off the road. If I'm on the interstate, I get off on the side, on the thing off to the right there, and write it down. But that came to me, and that was and then it was finished after that.
Her first love came with the flowers of spring. A rainbow's colors and a young girl's dreams. Lost in a game she couldn't see. What could have been was never to be. Why would she question how true love should feel, when all that she wanted was a house on the hill? His hazel green eyes and soft lover's sighs left with the chill winter's goodbye. She searched for comfort in the glitter of gold. Now with diamonds and pearls, watch her grow old. Why would she
question how true love should be when all that she wanted was a house on the alone and crying, she pretends it's worthwhile. But for all her money, she can't buy a smile. Then came the question, how should true love feel? Well, all that she wanted was a house on the hill. And now she is haunted by the house on the hill.
And all he's doing, Gene, is just what we said he was going to do. He's going to completely get off the subject, so we're not going to talk about him. We knew he was going to do this. Oh, let's talk about Jim instead.
I'll stop.
Sneaky old man.
You don't have to stop. We're going to sit Karen on him.
I'll stop.
That's what we should have done. We should have got her in here on him, because she'd be all over him like flies on shit.
Dude, no, I was talking about sicking her. I was talking about sicking her on you.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. I'm like 5 or 6 songs behind right now. You don't want to get her mad at me. She'd be kicking my ass all the way to Delaware.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. Jim can't get on the same line with her now because you're behind on the work, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
That's why I've had to agree with her on Facebook lately. Normally I disagree with her. Yeah, you're right, Karen. Yeah, total dumbass. That's me, all right. Please forgive me. Okay, use 220 volts instead of 120 this time.
So what?
I deserve it.
Go ahead, Gene.
Oh my God.
I'm loving it.
This was kind of like that one night where we ended up at like 6 in the morning, wasn't it, Cooter?
Oh man, yeah, that was fun. That was really, things like that are just so cool.
At least we're recording this one.
Yes. Yeah. It's hopefully a good thing we didn't record the last one.
Might be.
I had that scotch kept sneaking into my water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Scotch is a good thing, especially if you're a DJ. What about Blue is the Ocean? We talked about that one yet?
I was just going to bring that one up. No, we haven't talked about that.
Gene, you should talk about that one. That's one of my favorites.
Y'all want to talk about Blue is the Ocean?
Blue is the Ocean is a good song. You know, there's the Scooter guy did it with this Without a Flag. I think Eddie was in on it, too. I think it's a really great tune. How about you, Cooter?
I like it. It's the most personal, probably, tune on my page. That's a photograph. The lyrics of that are a photograph of me after a breakup. And it's not me now. But when I hear that tune, it's like if you were going through a drawer at home and found a picture of yourself from 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and you'd look at it and you say, yep, that was me, and I guess maybe in a way that still is me, but I'm different than that now. That's how Blue of the Ocean is when I hear that. It was a point in time where I wasn't quite over it yet, and Eddie and I were just sort of hooking up and to start writing tunes, and that's where the idea that came from. And
that has a great snapshot quality to it too.
Eddie had the Blue as the Ocean, what wound up being a bridge was actually a third verse, and we just cut off half the verse and made a bridge out of it. But let's see, I'm looking down the lyrics now. It's so difficult to remember after this amount of time. You know, all I can say is that most of the lyrics are mine, but Eddie contributed some of the lyrics on that. But he just, it's just a picture. It is a photograph of at one point in my life where I was. I don't guess there's much more to it than that. I did talk in one of the other mix files. I can't remember who it was I was talking with about You Were the Leaves in the Wind, True Love Scattered When You Blew Away, that thing. The leaves in the wind part came to me sitting on the front porch, and the wind was blowing, and there were leaves in the yard, and I was just watching all those blow around and thinking about, you know, how long does it take to get over stuff like this and that kind of thing.
Almost sounds like a haiku.
Yeah, that was the Steve Hodak mix files. I remember that.
I believe it was. Yeah. But you know, and then the and the rest of it, I just don't know. I just can't remember who wrote specifically what lines or anything. The way I remember this is most of the lyrics are mine, but Eddie contributed in different places, different things. But the Blue is the Ocean was something he had, and we just sort of got there together.
I never thought you would ever go away. We were walking hand in hand, faces in the sun of a brand new day. You were the warm breeze blowing in my face. Now I'm losing my place. The perfect falls from the dark tomorrow calls, showing me the way to start again and stand up tall. You were the leaves in the wind, true love scattered when you moved away. Still I wish that you'd stay. My heart in two.
I don't think I've got an upfront singing voice, but I'm not afraid, and it doesn't bother me, and it doesn't embarrass me to sing something if nobody else will. And I think that's a reasonable
I'm at the point where I don't even hear my own voice anymore. I just do it, and, you know, people make up their own damn mind. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I just do the best I can and just...
Well, I'm always of the opinion...
What I got's what I got.
Yeah, I'm always of the opinion that if I'm doing something, I want to do the best, you know, offer the best that I can, make it the best that I can, however I can, that's reasonable. And, you know, getting somebody who sings better than me is not really that difficult for me to do. Finding somebody
Same
that's willing
here.
To do it. Finding somebody willing to do it is a little bit different, though. And, you know, if I can't find somebody else willing to do it, then, hey, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me a bit. But I'm not here as a singer or a you know, any of that stuff. I want songwriting is my gig. Although I gotta tell you, the mix files thing is something that it's right up there with songwriting. I love it just as much as songwriting.
Well,
I'm as much a fan as I am anything else. Sorry, Gene. Didn't mean to walk on you, buddy.
No, that's okay. That's me too. I'm pretty much a fan too, and I love the mix files. I think it's a cool vibe to get to hear, just like with this. You get to hear what goes on. I mean, who would have thought Shot Down in Cold Blood came from a football game?
That's a great story.
You know, the inspiration and you hear, you know, how these artists are inspired is just amazing.
Ideas come from everywhere, man. I'm getting, that's confirmed every single time I talk to somebody about a mix files. That's confirmed. The ideas just come. You never know. Sometimes it's a billboard. Sometimes it's something else somebody says. Sometimes it's a thought flashes or something on the news or TV or
Been Arby's?
Not for me yet, but I wouldn't rule it out.
So where did curly fries come from?
That came from Jim. That was a tune on Jim's artificial
that's
earth page.
That's
was
Arby's.
It, was it Arby's? Well, then I guess one did.
Yeah.
I guess
that
one did. I just didn't know it. But Jim had a tune. I was at his page listening to some tunes, and I came across Curly Fries, and right there with it, I think in the title, it was Curly Fries, and then in parentheses, got any lyrics with a question mark, and I went to the page and listened to it, and I thought, well, geez, I got an idea for that. I don't have lyrics, but I got an idea just ordering through the drive-through window at a thing. So I sent Jim a message and said, you still interested in some words for that? And he said, sure, send me some. So I did an MP3. My wife and I did some stuff and sent him an MP3, and he liked it. And then he had an idea to add a fry cook in there. And so that's the third voice in there. So there's three different voices in there. That would be Jim and my wife and myself. And the idea as a matter of fact, excuse me. When I started doing the lyrics on that, all I knew was what situation I wanted it to be. I didn't really have any idea for the lyrics when I started recording. So I started recording, and then that's what came out the very first time I ever tried. I had to go back and redo a part or two, but I said the same thing. What's there is the very first time I thought of the lyrics and the very first time they ever came out of my mouth. They were never written down anywhere before that. That was it. You're here.
Really organic.
Yeah. And then I asked my wife to do these four different phrases, four different things, and she did them, and then I just plugged them in where I had envisioned them going. And
I got a feeling you guys had a hell of a time not laughing.
Oh, we were not able to not laugh. It was just
that was a hoot.
It was fun, man. And then the way you mix that thing, Jim, is just killer, I think. And I love what you did with the sound on the speaker box thing with your voice.
I got one of my kids' toys.
Yeah, that's cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, I just mic'd it.
Yeah.
That's been a handy toy I played with it more than they have.
Yeah, yeah. I jumped through all these hoops trying to get my wife's voice distorted and I EQ'd it like a bell, you know, no highs and no lows and mid-range only and not much of that, and added distortion to it and tried to do everything I could to get it to sound like a drive-through order thing, but it doesn't sound near as good as what that little toy that you had.
It's actually sitting on the desk right now.
Yeah, that thing is, it's just such a cool sound, I think. And
two,
that was
two
just,
AA batteries, you know?
Yeah, and that was so much fun to do.
Hey!
What's it gonna be?
Come on, man! what spot am I gonna land here? What's it gonna be?
And I like them with mustard, too. Yeah, mustard.
Curly fry! And Big Pete just told me today he will. Big Pete. Pierre used to be a disc jockey. Yeah. Going to do mixed files with him soon, too.
Amazing guy.
I love that guy. He's just a character. He's a
He's one of the best
artist.
Damn DJs we ever had, too. Man, yeah, I wish he'd come back.
He sure is.
Okay, so...
Get him, Gene.
You start. I was going to ask you this without a flag. Where'd that name come from?
I'm on Exposure as a songwriter, not as a singer or performer or anything like that. I'm on as a songwriter, and I had some tunes that Eddie did, and I had some other tunes which I still just never have gotten around to putting up with different people, and I'd rather have the stuff that was online collaborations on there, but I thought, well, I'm going to have stuff that Eddie Stone did, and I'm going to have stuff that other people did, and I'm going to have all kinds of different things, so I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to, I want to give credit to everybody that deserves credit, and I want to be sure, you know, if it's an Eddie tune, I want to say it's an Eddie tune. You know, there's the Shot Down in Cold Blood and the Chain of Broken Dreams, House on the Hill, Afraid of the Dark. All that stuff is Eddie Stone tunes. It's marked that way on my page. And then there's Mixpo collabs on my page, and there's demos, and pretty soon there'll be somebody else on there too. And so I just thought since I won't have a band name, I'll just be like Without a Flag, just, you know, Without a Flag.
That makes great sense, man.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. I'm back, by the way.
All right.
I had to take that. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, fella owed me some money. I had to take a call.
You gotta take
or
that.
Might not have got the money from you.
Uh-huh.
Well, couldn't get a hold of you, so I spent the money. Sorry.
I'll catch you next week. Okay.
Sorry, I had to spend all that.
Hey, let me turn it over to Jim for a couple songs. I'm gonna go grab me something to drink.
Okay.
He has to go tinkle. You can tell.
No, I don't tinkle. I tinky.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell is that?
Well, if he tinkies, does that mean he has a blankle?
Oh, for crying out loud. That's pretty squirrely, Cooter.
We're going downhill again.
Oh, we have definitely drifted into a weird area.
Okay, I will be right back in just a moment.
Okay, man.
After he's tinkied. Oh yeah,
I love the video you put up, Jim, for your show tonight.
You know, I've already caught hell for that video because I don't smile in it.
Well,
yeah, Karen's been giving me hell on my face, but you never smile. You don't smile, so I had to.
Well, tell her that people that torture animals in their basement don't smile frequently.
She smiles all the time, though.
Oh, she tortures animals in her basement, too?
Apparently. She smiles all the friggin' time. She's happy about it. So I had to fight that urge and sort of smile.
Uh-oh.
And post a webcam picture of me smiling.
Oh, have
fully
you...
Fully clothed in men's clothing.
That's well, it's good that you're fully clothed, and it's unusual that you're in men's clothing.
Yeah, exactly. I had to, you know, I had to redress, you know, obviously. I had to take off the suit of armor and everything, you know. And the Madonna hubcaps and all that. And, you know, I had to dress up like a grown man and all that, you know, which is, you know, a complete change of pace for me. And post it up on Facebook, you know. She went in and colorized it, turned it black and white. Now I've got a head like Phyllis Diller, which is slightly different than what I had before. And, yeah, I'm sprouting horns, a tail, and
you know, my goodness.
Yeah, I look like a white Billy Dee Williams now with Phyllis Diller's eyes. But yeah, I am smiling now. So, blew my whole rep completely. So, how long have you been doing the mix files now, Cooter?
Excuse me.
Cheap home phones going right through.
Is water. My goodness.
There's a bone in your water?
Something. Excuse me, that went down
water,
the wrong
if
pipe.
If there's a worm in the bottom, that's tequila.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's what I've been doing wrong most of my life. That may be why I got those DUIs when I was younger.
Yeah, if it says tequila on it, that's not Mexican water.
Oh. Well, see, I don't speak any other language. I don't speak English that well, but I don't speak any other languages, so I didn't know it looked like water.
See, I used to get instructions from Yuri Rosenfeld in Finland, you know, when we were writing songs together, and he would explain stuff to me in English, and his English is better than mine.
Yeah, isn't that...
He speaks about four different languages, and he's explaining stuff to me in English, and I'm going, shit.
Yeah.
He speaks English better than me.
Yeah, and Marie in chat, she speaks English and German and French and Spanish, and I don't know what all she speaks. And
I'm thinking, I don't want to hear this, because he's making me sound like a real dumbass.
Yeah, Marie can...
Unintentionally.
And he's falling back on his fourth or fifth language to do it.
And he doesn't think he speaks English that well.
Yeah.
I apologize for my poor command of English. I'm thinking, okay, you already make me sound like a moron. But you can do this, Jim. You just do it your way. And my way is like the dumbass way. Yeah, I'll do it my way.
Well, I like your way. If your way is what you used on the music on your page, what's over there, man. I'll
bullshit my way through it and make it sound bullshitty.
You know what my son called you, Jim?
Yeah, the master of stupidity.
No, the master of the mind F.
The kung fu master of stupidity.
No, the mind F.
Yeah, we've got that.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm being Quakery.
What's the mind deaf?
Mind deaf. The mind front.
Mind F.
Oh, mind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he was listening to, which one was it, Brandon? Kung Fu? Yeah.
Kung Fu Rhapsody.
Yeah. That's one of my, I love that tune. That's on my favorite list.
Your kung fu, it is inferior and out of date. Your kung fu, it is like my grandmother's kung fu. It is old and constipated and complains a lot. My students, you must face your fears. I will set your pants on fire, and you will not wet yourself. This will be a test of courage. Be brave, my student, and use your chi to control your bladder. This will be a test of courage. Done well. My student, you have done well. I have shared with you many things. Now, I will share with you my corned beef sandwich. It has Swiss cheese. You have done well. for your final test. You will do battle with the dragon, using only chopsticks and a bottle of ranch dressing. If you are victorious, then you will pass with the secrets. Good luck. This will be a test of courage. You have done well.
People are just so busy, it's so hard to try to get them to understand where you're coming from and get them to plug into your ideas, especially the stuff I do. I mean, you know, a lot of it's so off the wall, you know.
That's what I love about it.
I mean, you know, try to get them to see where you're going, you know.
Yeah.
It's too hard to explain. You know, yeah. It's easier for them to just hear the demo. If they get it, fine. If they don't, then, you know, still myself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, see if I can find out somebody that's been recently paroled that will do it for money.
That's not fair, though, Jim. You got the list.
Well, there you go. You know? It'll work from strength. Guys, I'm going to have to get off of here.
You got a show to get ready for.
Hopefully you and Cooter can continue this.
Yeah, we don't need to go too much longer. I'm going to just talk about a couple more songs.
I'm good for whatever. I'd like to be done by 8 o'clock so I could go hear Jim, but whatever you want to do, man, I'm good for till then.
Yeah, I do got to do a little show prep.
The one thing, Jim, before you go, record it, because I want to kind of like take it out on a, this is Daddy Rabbit, this is Jim's AE, and this is Cooter, good night all type of thing. So just say something stupid.
Stupid. Stupid.
That was Jim. Now this is Cooter, and I'll tell you something stupid too. I'll tell you. Hang with me, Jim. Hang with me, buddy. We gonna make it.
Jim, shut the hell up. I'm Cooter.
We gonna make it, Jim. We gonna make it. Hang with me, buddy. I got the secret to life. You interested?
You got any money?
I got the secret to life.
Oh.
I can tell you the secret to life. I can only say it once, though.
What?
Life's a bitch, and then you die. Have a nice day.
All right. Okay.
You stole that one.
Well, I'm going to sign off of this here.
Love you, Jim.
Talk to you
later,
Jim.
Love you, too, you bunch of hillbillies. I got to go. I got to talk to my parole officer.
See you later there, buddy.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm going to be the straight man in this one, I can tell already.
Well, just however you want to chop it and paste it and all of that stuff, you just feel free. Go right ahead, man. It's cool.
I don't know, Cooter. I think I bit off more than I can chew. I might see if, I might see if Jim wants to do it. We were talking about, because I get too serious about this crap. You guys have fun. I knew that's why I wanted Jim in on it.
Yeah.
Because you guys just crack me up.
If it ain't fun, I'm telling you, man, that's the point. I'm to that point in my life with almost everything right now. If it ain't fun, what's the point?
You have been listening to The Mix Files. This is part one of a two-part Mix Files. The second part will air next Saturday on Saturday Night Rocks. Hope you have enjoyed part one. Part two is, well, more of the same, only different. The Mix Files airs an interview with a different Mixposure.com artist each week, and it airs during Saturday Night Rocks. Saturday Night Rocks is live on the radio from around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S., until somewhere around midnight, and it may or may not go later than midnight, and that depends on what's going on that particular evening at that particular time. That's what it depends on. Hang around and chat with us sometime. You'll see. You'll see how it works. It happens from time to time. Please feel free to stop by the Mix Files page and leave a comment on any of the Mix Files individually, or just a comment on the Mix Files page itself. It kind of helps to know that people are listening. There's been a few comments, and that's noticed and appreciated. Let's see, what else have we got that we need to talk about? I don't guess anything. I think I'm done. Tune in next week for part two of this fiasco. It's kind of funny. It's decent music in there. It's a good time. It's totally fat-free. Well, episode one wasn't completely fat-free, but no cholesterol. Healthy. Gene and Jim and I had a great time with this, if you only knew. You're still, even with both of the parts, you're still not going to hear an awful lot of this conversation. It was a ball. Love you guys. Hope to see the rest of you next week, please. Thank you. The Mix Files, number 28.